弟兄姐妹朋友们平安。
Peace, brothers, sisters, and friends.
让我们一起来到主的面前，求他祝福我们一起的敬拜。
Let us come before the Lord to ask for His blessing.
亲爱的天父，我们来到你的面前，来感谢赞美你。
Dear Heavenly Father, when we come before you, give all the praise and thanks.
主是你的恩典，你的怜悯，你召聚你的儿女，能够让我们来到这里来敬拜你。
Because of your grace and mercy, we can gather together here to worship you.
主，你是葡萄树，我们是枝子。
Lord, you are the vine, and we are the branches.
主，让我们常常跟你相连。
Please help us to connect to you.
让我们的生命在您的里面一起成长。
So that our life can grow in you.
主，我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
我们祷告祈求奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
我们常常可以听到一些父母亲讲，说是现在的孩子好像越来越不好管理了。
Oftentimes we heard parents saying that nowadays the children is so hard to teach.
所以父母亲之间呢，常常所讲的一句话就是是可怜天下父母心。
So often parents that they share this together that how hard that being a parent.
所以他的意思是，就说呢，说有许多做儿女的，我们不能理解父母的苦心。
And oftentimes that indicate that the children that do not understand their parents' heart.
有时甚至会误会父母为我们所付的辛劳。
Oftentimes they misinterpret the effort that parents put in them.
然而父母亲呢，仍然义无反顾的对子女无微不至的照顾和爱护。
But the parents still continue to love their children without any
其实这句话呢，并不是说是我们现在的孩子不好管理，其实我们都是罪人，就是罪人都是一个样子。
So it's not just modern days the children are hard to teach, because we are all sinners. It's been this way always.
就是不愿意顺服神的旨意。
None of us want to obey God.
表现在我们孩子跟父母的身上，就是孩子不愿意顺服父母亲。
So reflect in the parents and children's relationship that the children that do not want to obey their parents.
其实刚才这句话说可怜天下父母心呢，它是出自一个典故。
So the saying that how pitiful is the parents' heart.
他说一
from an old saying.
他说一次呢，我们知道中国的过去有一个人叫慈禧太后，她的母亲过七十岁生日。
Because there's a story that the queen, Cixi, that when she's having a birthday party.
那么她呢，因为工作繁忙呢，不能参加。
Because the mother is busy and cannot attend the party.
于是她呢，写了一首诗呢，就装裱好，让人送给她的母亲。
So he wrote a poem that sent to the mother.
那么这首诗它是这样写的。
The poem is like this.
他说：“世间爹妈亲最真，泪血融入儿女身，单竭心力终为直，可怜天下父母心。”
So parents' love are the most true. They gave themselves to their children, dedicated all their effort to them. Oh, how devoted and pitiful is their heart.Their hearts toward their children.
那么其实很多父母呢，无怨无悔的为孩子、为子女付出。
Lot of parents they gave themselves for their children without any condition.
那么担忧着急的苦心却不能让孩子们来理解。
But their heart cannot be understood by the children.
甚至有时候被子女误会。
Even they misinterpret the parents.
其实。我们的造物主跟他所造的我们这些现在我们的这些堕落后的罪人，其实直接跟我们孩子跟父母的关系很像这样。
So it is very similar that our God, who is the creator of all, us all, has the similar situation like the parents with their children.
所以，但是呢，对比着这个孩子跟父母的关系呢，孩子对父母亲对儿女的爱。那么神对世人的爱呢，其实更加的广阔高深。
Compare from the parents' love to their children, God's love to us is even more.
因为他的爱是舍己的爱。
Because his love is sacrificial.
那么就像约翰福音三章十六节告诉我们的，他说：“神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。”
Just like it said in the book of John, chapter 3, verse 16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life."
然而罪人因为罪的捆绑却不能明白神的爱。
But the sinners, because they're bounded by the sin, so that they do not understand God's love.
更不知道耶稣基督受屈辱为我们死。
Not saying that they can understand that Jesus Christ suffered all the humiliation and died for us.
更不明白主耶稣死在十字架上是为了我们的救恩。
And do not understand the cross he bared is for our salvation.
所以呢，当时呢，不论外邦人还是犹太人。
So in the old time, that no matter is Gentile or the Jewish.
甚至他的门徒都不能明白这些关于救恩的真理。
Even his disciples did not understand the salvation from the, our Lord.
所以我们就想通过今天的信息，我们看到一个真理。
So through today's sermon, we need to understand this truth.
就是罪人因为罪的捆绑，他不能知道主的心意。
So the sinners, because of the bondage of their sin, that they cannot know the mind of the Lord.
我们想从三个方面来思想。
So we want to illustrate this in three areas.
那么第一就是跟随他的人因不知道主的心意而稀奇或者害怕。
So first is that Jesus' follower, they were astonished and afraid because they do not understand Jesus' mind.
而犹太人的领袖也是因为不懂主的心意而定他死罪。
And the leaders of the Judaism, that they do not understand the mind of the Lord.
而外邦人也是因为不认识神而将主羞辱和杀害他。
And the Gentiles, of course, they do not understand the Lord and insult and killed him.
我们看第一点就是说，跟随主的人并不知道，因为不知道主的心意而感到稀奇害怕。
So first, let us take a look of the Jesus' follower because they do not understand the mind of Christ and they're afraid and astonished.
那么这就是我们今天要讲的信息的第一节三十二节。
It's taken from verse 32.
我们看三十二节，他们行路上耶路撒冷去，耶稣在前头走，门徒就稀奇，跟从的人也害怕。耶稣又叫过十二个门徒来，把自己将要遭遇的事告诉他们说。
They were on their way up to Jerusalem with Jesus leading the way, and disciples were astonished, while those who followed were afraid. Again, he took the 12 aside and told them what was going to happen to him.
那么跟随主耶稣的人有十二个门徒，还有其他的人。
So the followers include the 12 disciples and other followers.
那么这些人常常跟主在一起。
So they often were with the Lord together.
那么这件事呢，其实是主耶稣在地上事工的最后一段旅程。
So this journey is the last for Jesus on the earth.
就是主耶稣带着他的门徒和其他那些跟随他的人从加利利在向耶路撒冷行进。
It's the Lord that who took the disciples and others.Followers to go to Jerusalem from Galilee.
那么主耶稣在前面走，别人呢都一起跟在他的后边。
So Jesus walked ahead, but all others followed him.
他们在走向圣城耶路撒冷。
They're heading towards the holy city, Jerusalem.
其实这很像一幅，就是一大群人一起去圣地进行朝拜的景象。
This is like the picture that the saints that goes to go to the Jerusalem to worship.
那么主耶稣他自己知道他要去那里要做什么。
Jesus knows what he will do in there.
就是要去那里，亲自要被钉在十字架上，三日后复活。
The reason he went to Jerusalem is for him being nailed on the cross, and 3 days later he will be risen.
然后升天，然后这样才能完成父神交托给他的救恩计划。
And then he will go to heaven and complete the salvation plan God gave to him.
使父神的救恩计划呢能够得以实现。
So that God's salvation plan can be fulfilled.
那么这既是主耶稣对父神旨意的顺服。
So this is the obedience from Jesus Christ to his Father.
也是他对罪人舍己的爱的彰显。
And this is also the demonstration of his love towards the sinners.
然而跟随他的人，包括他的门徒，却不知道主他的心意。
But his followers, include the 12 disciples, they do not understand his mind.
所以他的门徒稀奇，跟随的人感到害怕。
So they were all astonished and afraid.
那么我们看一下为什么这些门徒感到稀奇。
Why they are astonished?
那么其实主耶稣他往往是在跟随他的人的人群中一起往前走。
Usually Jesus just walked together with them.
也就是他的前后左右其实都有人。
So the people usually is all surrounding him and walk together.
我们知道他有时候呢边走边教训人。
And during their walk, and he also teaches them.
那么有时候呢，他停下来教训他们，或者来帮他们来医病，或者赶鬼。
Sometimes he paused his journey and heal their diseases and also cast out demons.
但是呢，他自己今天呢，他似乎是有一些反常。
And to this day, that he seems out of ordinary.
他自己独自一个人在往前紧着走。
And he led the way that himself.
而随行的人呢，都跟在他的后面。
And all the followers behind him.
好像他们急急忙忙去在完成一件紧急的事情。
It seems that they are hurrying to accomplish one thing.
然而门徒并不知道他要去耶路撒冷干什么。
But the disciples they do not know why he's heading to Jerusalem.
所以他们感到十分的惊奇。
So they are astonished.
而只有主耶稣他自己知道他要去所做的事。
Only Jesus knows what he will do there.
他就是要去败坏魔鬼撒旦的时候很快就到了。
And the reason that he's there is to destroy Satan's scheme.
他是要迫不及待的来要把神的儿女从罪恶的捆绑中释放出来。
He's in a hurry trying to relieve God's children.From the bondage of their sin.
那么就像是希伯来书二章十四到十六节告诉我们的。
Just like it's described in the book of Hebrews, chapter 2.
这里告诉我们说，儿女既同有血肉之体，他也照样亲自成了血肉之体。他要借着死败坏那掌死权的，就是魔鬼，并要释放那些一生因怕死而为奴仆的人。他并不救拔天使，乃是救拔亚伯拉罕的后裔。
Verse 14 to 16, since the children have flesh and blood, he too shared in their humanity so that by his death he might destroy him who holds the power of death, that is the devil, and free those who all their lives were held in slavery by their fear of death.For surely it is not angels he helps, but Abraham's descendants.
那么这里的亚伯拉罕的后裔就是指所有蒙神拣选的神的儿女。
So here the Abraham's descendants include all those that are elected by God.
所以既包括犹太人，也包括全世界各地各族各国蒙神恩典的人。
So include all the Jewish and also all the peoples that from all nations that God will save.
那么这里也告诉我们说，跟随的那些人也感到害怕。
And here tells us also the followers also be afraid.
那么从前面几次的信息中，我们知道。
From the previous messages, we know.
文士和法利赛人几次来到耶稣基督的这里。
And the scribes and the teachers, many times they came before Jesus.
他们污蔑主耶稣是鬼王，靠污蔑主耶稣是靠鬼王赶鬼。
They blasphemed Jesus that cast out demons by the power of the devil.
他们又质问主耶稣为什么他的门徒吃饭的时候不洗手。
And they also rebuked Jesus why his disciples do not wash their hands before eating.
那么现在呢，主耶稣呢带着他的门徒就要去耶路撒冷。
Now that Jesus took his disciples to go to the Jerusalem.
那么当时呢，这些跟随他的人呢，也并不知道主耶稣就是基督，就是他们盼望的弥赛亚。
And the disciples who followed him do not know Jesus is the Christ and the Messiah.
所以呢，他们就有点害怕，因为他们害怕到那里，主耶稣会跟这些宗教领袖可能会发生激烈的冲突。
So they're afraid that Jesus will have some conflict with those Jewish leaders.
那么这节经文呢，最后他说，耶稣又叫过十二个门徒来，把自己将要遭遇的事告诉他们。
So Jesus here again took the 12 aside and told them what will going to happen.
那么在三本福音书里面都记载了，耶稣基督有三次在预言他将来的死还他的复活。
So three gospels all prophesied that Jesus' death and the resurrection.
那么在马可福音这部福音书里面，主耶稣也是有三次预言他的死和复活。
In the book of Mark, Jesus prophesied three times that he will be put to death and resurrect.
那么今天的信息是第三次。
So today is the third time Jesus said that.
那他第一次是在马可福音8:31预言他的死和复活。
So first is in the chapter 8 of Mark, Jesus prophesied his death.
那马可福音8:31说，从此他教训他们说，人子必须受许多的苦，被长老、祭司长和文士弃绝，并且被杀，过三天复活。
Chapter 8:31. He then began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders, chief priests, and teachers of the law, and that he must be killed and after 3 days rise again.
那第二次是在马可福音9:31，他告诉门徒说，于是教训门徒说，人子将要被交在人手里，他们要杀害他，被杀以后过三天他要复活。
The second time is in chapter 9:31. Because he was teaching his disciples, he said to them, the Son of Man is going to be betrayed into the hands of men. They will kill him, and after 3 days he will rise.
那么这里我们要注意，这里并不是说福音书的作者他靠神的启示来告诉这些读者，哎，说主耶稣干这，说主耶稣要为这个罪人去死去，还要复活。
So here it's not that the author of the Gospels that have the revelation from God that Jesus will die and resurrection.
而是耶稣基督他自己在告诉他们，在耶路撒冷一定会遭遇的事。
It's Jesus himself told them that he will die in Jerusalem and resurrect.
所以从这里呢，首先我们可以看到主耶稣他先知的职分。
So now we know that Jesus' role as a prophet.
同时也表明主耶稣他的死既不是一场悲剧，也不是一件意外的事故。
So also tells us that Jesus' death is not a tragedy or a terrible accident.
他是神的旨意最终的成就。
It is God's will finally fulfilled.
他完全知道要会发生什么。
He totally knows that what's going to happen.
但他执意去，既是神圣的必然，也是为了成就父的旨意。
So he insists to go to his death because of the necessity and God's will.
所以总的来说，跟随主耶稣的人，他之所以稀奇，还有他们感到害怕，真实的是因为他们根本不明白，不知道主的心意。
So the followers, they are astonished and afraid because they do not understand the mind of the Lord.
我们下面看第二点，就是说犹太的领袖杀害定耶稣死罪，也是因为他们不知道主的心意。
So second, we'll take a look at the Jewish leaders that they condemn Jesus to death because they do not understand the mind of the Lord.
我们看33节，他说，看哪，我们上耶路撒冷去，人子将要被交给祭司长和文士，他们要定他死罪，交给外邦人。
Verse 33, we're going up to Jerusalem, he said, and the Son of Man will be betrayed to the chief priests and teachers of the law. They will condemn him to death and will hand him over to the Gentiles.
那么对比前两次主耶稣预言他的死和复活, 那么第三次他的预言, 那么更有很更多的细节。
Compared to the first two times that Jesus prophesied his death and the resurrection, so this the third time has more detail.
那么这里主耶稣首先告诉门徒们，他要去受死复活的地点就是耶路撒冷。
So here Jesus told them the place that he will die is just Jerusalem.
那么前两次没有主耶稣告诉他们说没有谈到他要在哪里去死去复活。
Previous times that Jesus didn't tell them where he will die.
那么这里这句里面也有个我们看到主耶稣用看呐来明确告诉他的门徒。
And here Jesus also called his disciples to see.
就像前面往前走的路你们已经看着了，就是目的地就是耶路撒冷，他就要在那里来死来复活。
So Jesus basically is telling them here is the road and the place that they're heading for his death.
他做这一切的目的就是为了成就父神给所有信他之人所预备的美好的救恩。
So all he's going to do is to accomplish God's will and saving a plan for the sinners.
那么主耶稣也同时告诉他的门徒。
So Jesus also told his followers.
他在那里的受死不是说是人们想象的或可能会被暗害。
So his death is not an assassination.
而是要被人出卖。
And on the other hand, it's he will be treated by man.
然后要被交给犹太人。
And will be handed over to the Jewish Jews.
被犹太领袖按犹太的律法来定死罪。
And the Jewish leader will condemn him to death according to the Jewish law.
然后被交给外邦人。
And he will be handed over to the Gentiles.
这里指的就是当时罗马帝国的政府在这里的巡抚比拉多。
So this is the Roman governor that Pilato himself.
那我们现在看一下，那么为什么犹太领袖要定主耶稣死罪？
Now let's take a look at why the Jewish leader want to condemn Jesus to death.
那么首先呢，犹太领袖因为不知道主耶稣是谁，也就不知道他所行的一切。
The Jewish leader do not know who is Jesus and do not understand what he's going to do.
从而在主和主耶稣呢，在律法的解释上就会发生冲突。
So the their explanation to the law and Jesus' explanation of the law will be conflict with each other.
那么犹太领袖呢，乃是按他们自己的主观臆断来解释、理解律法。
The Jewish leader that explains the law in their own subjective mind.
哦，我们知道主耶稣他是律法的制定者。
We know that Jesus is the one that who authorized the law.
所以只有他才真正的知道律法的内涵。
Only he himself truly understands the meaning of the law.
所以呢，主耶稣在几次跟这些犹太的领袖们辩论中，主耶稣说他可以赦免人的罪。
So many times that Jesus was having the discussion with the Jewish leader that told them that he has the power to forgive sin.
而犹太领袖认为只有神才能赦免人的罪。
And the Jewish leader understand that only God can forgive people's sin.
所以在他们眼里，主耶稣只不过是一个犹太的拉比。
In their eye, Jesus is only a rabbi of the Jews.
所以他们认为他是不可以自称为神。
So he cannot claim himself as God.
所以这是对神的名的冒犯。
If so, that's the blasphemy towards God's name.
所以在他们据律法中有冒犯神的名，就要被钉死。
According to their law, if you blaspheme God's name, you will be condemned to death.
那么在马可福音2:5-7里面这样记载，他说：“耶稣见他们的信心，就对摊子说：‘小子，你的罪赦了。’有几个文士坐在那里，心里议论说：‘这个人为什么这样说呢？他说既往的话了。除了神以外，谁能赦罪呢？’”
So in Mark chapter 2, verse 5 says, when Jesus saw their faith. He said to the paralytic, "Son, your sins are forgiven." Now some teachers of the law were sitting there thinking to themselves, "Why does this fellow talk like that? He's blaspheming. Who can forgive sin but God alone?"
那么犹太教呢，针对安息日，它有许多呢人为定的规条，甚至他们生活中的一些必须做的事情，他们也不让在安息日去做。
For the Sabbath day, the Jewish custom has many rules that what they can or cannot do during that day.
但是呢，我们知道主耶稣他在安息日照样医病赶鬼。
But Jesus, during the Sabbath day, he still heals people and casts out demons.
他并且面对这些犹太人，他说他就是安息日的主。
And before the Jewish leader, that he said he is the Lord of Sabbath.
所以在马可福音二章二十七到二十八节这样说，说他又对他们说，安息日是为人设立的，人不是为安息日设立的，所以人子也是安息日的主。
So Mark chapter 2 verse 27 says, "He said to them, 'The Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. So the Son of Man is Lord even of the Sabbath.'"
其次，犹太领袖呢，因为不知道主耶稣就是神，也不明白耶稣所说的关于这个圣殿被毁的事情。
So the Jewish leader also do not understand that Jesus talks about how the Jerusalem temple will be destroyed.
所以他们以为主耶稣他要来毁坏圣殿。
They thought themselves that Jesus came trying to abolish the temple.
其实主耶稣是指着自己要死三日后复活。
But Jesus is pointing to himself that his death and resurrection after 3 days.
所以在马可福音十四章五十八节这样写道。我们听见他说，我要拆毁这人手所造的殿，三日内就另造一座，不是人手所造的。
In Mark chapter 14, verse 58, we heard him saying, "I will destroy this man-made temple, and in 3 days will build another not made by man."
所以呢，犹太领袖认为主耶稣基督说他要毁坏圣殿，而毁坏圣殿在他们的眼中也是背虐神，也是跟神为敌。
So the Jewish leader understood that Jesus was trying to destroy the temple, but destroying the temple is also blaspheme against God and should be condemned to death.
那么第三，犹太领袖因为不知道主耶稣是神的儿子，认为他自称是神的儿子，就是在亵渎神的名。
And also they do not understand that Jesus is the Son of God.They thought Jesus claim he is the Son of God is a blaspheme against God.
那么在马可福音十四章六十一节后半部分，还到六十四节这样讲，他说大祭司又问他说，你是那当称颂者的儿子基督不是？耶稣说，我是。你们必看见人子坐在那全能者的右边，驾着天上的云降临。大祭司就撕开衣服说，我们何必用见证人呢？你们已经听见他说他这极往的话了，你们的意见如何？他们都定他该死的罪。
Mark chapter 14 verse 61. Again, the high priest asked him, "Are you the Christ, the Son of the Blessed One?" "I am," said Jesus. "And you will see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of the Mighty One and coming down on the clouds of heaven." The high priest tore his clothes.Why do we need any more witnesses? He asked. You have heard the blaspheme. What do you think? They all condemned him as worthy of death.
所以从这里我们也可以看出，虽然犹太人他们都是罪人，但是呢，他们本质上杀害耶稣基督的原因，那是他们不认识神，不知道在他们面前的这位就是他们盼望的弥赛亚，就是基督。
So all the Jews are also sinners. They do not understand that Jesus is the Christ, is the Messiah. They're waiting. So they condemned Jesus to death and tried to kill him.
我们再看最后一点，就是外邦人，他们之所以侮辱和杀害主，也是因为他们不知道主耶稣到底是谁。
Finally, that we will talk about the the Gentiles that they do not understand the mind of the Lord and trying to kill Jesus.
那么三四节他说他们要戏弄他，吐唾沫在他脸上，别打他，杀害他。过了三天，他要复活。
So back to Mark chapter 10, verse 34. Okay. Who the Gentiles who will mock him and spit on him, flog him and kill him? 3 days later, he will rise.
那么主耶稣之所以被犹太人、犹太领袖定死罪，却被罗马人杀害。
So Jesus was condemned by the to death by Jewish people and also killed by the Romans.
那我们知道这是当时呢犹太人所在的地区是被罗马帝国所占领所统治。
Because we know that the place that the Jewish people live was occupied in a colony of the Roman soldiers.
所以犹太的领袖他们不能就是他们没有这个权柄来杀人。
So the Jewish people do not have the right to send people to death.
所以我们通过这个圣经上讲的，那么作为外邦人的代表也是罗马帝国，那么在这里的法律的执行者比拉多。
So as a representative of the Gentiles, that the governor Pilate, who is the one that in charge.
那么他呢，不论从控告主耶稣人的口中，还是从主耶稣自己的口中。
So not only from the people that who accused Jesus, also from the Jews.
所以都没有得到任何可以定主耶稣死罪的证据。
There's no any witness or testimony that Jesus should be condemned to death.
所以他最后准许主耶稣被杀，也是似乎是出于犹太人的压力。
So in the end, he allowed Jesus to be killed because of the pressure from the Jews.
但本质的原因还是因为他们不认识神。
But the truth is that they do not know God.
虽然这些外邦人当时也都很多都在拜假神。
Those Gentiles at that time, a lot of them they worship the idol God.
所以他们在他们面前的这位真神，他们却根本不认识。
But the true God before them, they do not know.
所以在路加福音23:22-24这样写道。路加福音23:22-24，比拉多第三次对他们说：“为什么呢？这人做了什么恶事呢？我并没有查出他什么该死的罪来，所以我要责打他，把他释放了。”他们大声催逼比拉多，求他把他钉在十字架上。他们的声音得了胜，比拉多这样才照他们所求的定案。
Luke chapter 23:22。For the third time, he spoke to them, Why? What crime has this man committed? I have found in him no grounds for the death penalty. Therefore, I will have him punished and then release him. But with loud shouts, they insistently demanded that he be crucified, and their shouts prevailed. So Pilate decided to grant their demand. He released the man who had been thrown into prison for insurrection and murder, the one they asked for and surrendered Jesus to their will.
所以从这里我们可以看出，比拉多明明知道主耶稣并没有犯任何破坏罗马律法的罪。
So here we know that Pilate obviously know that Jesus did not commit anything against the Jewish law.
所以更谈不上是死罪。
Not say that the death penalty.
但是比拉多呢，尽管他的良心上几次受到责备。
Even though Pilate's conscience was struck many times,
似乎他也不想流这个无辜人的血。
He did not want to kill this innocent man.
所以在马太福音27:24，他说：“比拉多借说也无济于事，反要生乱，就拿水在众人面前洗手，说：流这一人的血，罪不在我，你们承担吧。”
So in Matthew chapter 27:24, when Pilate saw that he was getting nowhere, but that instead an uproar was starting, he took water and washed his hands in front of the crowd. I am innocent of this man's blood, he said. It is your responsibility.
所以从这儿我们可以看出，比拉多他因为不认识神，所以就害怕人。
Here we know that Pilate, because he doesn't know God, so he's afraid of man.
对，他对神没有敬畏，只是在考虑他的统治地位。
He has no fear of God, so he only considers cares about his governing.
所以为了巩固维护他的统治，他就让人把主耶稣钉了十字架。
In order to keep his position, that he sent Jesus to the cross.
所以呢，前面我们一起来考察了主耶稣第三次预言他的死和复活。
Three times that we examined that Jesus prophesied against his death and resurrection.
所以一方面呢，从门徒和跟随主的这些人的反应。
So from the his follower and the disciples, that their reaction.
所以因为他们不知道主的心意，所以他们心中产生稀奇或还有害怕。
Because they did not understand the mind of the Lord, so they are astonished and afraid.
而从犹太领袖和外邦人他们对主的这些恶行，我们看到。
So from Jewish leader, their evil deeds against the Lord.
那么罪对罪被罪奴役的罪人，因为不认识神而表现的无知、愚昧和他们的残暴。
And because they do not know God, and their actions are evil and ignorant and rude and cruel.
他们把神的儿子救罪人的基督活活钉在十字架上。
They nailed the Son of God, Jesus Christ, on the cross.
另外，也正是因为我们的罪。
And also because of our sin,
基督才舍己为我们死。
And Jesus gave himself for us,
成为我们和与神和好的挽回祭。
So that we will be the atonement for, he will be the atonement for our sin.
所以因为他爱我们，才把他对我们的震怒加在了基督的身上。
Because he loves us so much that he put God's wrath on himself.
所以让我们这些不义的人因为信耶稣基督而算为义人。
So we all unrighteous people, because of our belief in Jesus Christ, become righteous in God's eye.
所以从这段信息中，我们最少可以学到两点应用。
So we can have two applications from this passage.
第一点就是说，罪人不依靠神的启示，不能明白神的心意。
So sinners without God's revelation, they will not understand God's mind.
我们知道罪人的本性就是不愿意顺服神。
We know that our sinful nature, we do not want to obey God.
那么任何判断总是以个人的经验或者是独立的思考来为依据。
Our analysis and judgment are all because of our own sinful subjective mind.
然而神造人的时候给我们的理性，那是让我们依靠神的启示来做正确的判断，或者是决定，或者是选择。
But when God first created us, he wanted us to use the right sober mind to judge and to discern all the good and evil.
所以即使对我们这些蒙恩的罪人而言，
So for us, sinners under grace.
所以神不但透过他的所造之物启示他自己。
Not only God revealed himself through all the creations.
他更通过他的特殊启示，也就是这本圣经来启示我们。
He also gave us a special revelation that is the scripture to reveal himself.
所以也靠着他的圣灵来帮助我们能够理解他的启示。
Also by his Holy Spirit, help us to understand his revelation.
所以我们作为神的儿女，我们做任何的判断，做任何的决定或者选择，我们要不是依据我们个人的经验或者我们的思考，我们的理性，而是要靠着神的启示，我们来做正确的决定。
So as being God's children, not us, we do not judge and do things according to our own analysis and discernment, but by God's revelation and the word from him to guide us.
所以我们怎么样才能做到这一点？
And how should we do that?
所以我们只有呢利用或者创造各种跟神亲近的机会。
So we need to use all the opportunities, even create all opportunities to trying to get close to him.
来积极参加我们一起的敬拜，一起的查经。
And to join the church, the fellowship, and the Bible study, to learn.
也要培养有规律的读经、祷告这样的生活。
And also in our private time, we train ourselves to have a devotion time to study His word.
所以这样呢，我们才不会犯任意妄为的罪。
So that we will not commit the sin that because of our ignorance.
让我们每个人、每个弟兄姊妹，我们自己问我们自己一下：我是不是常常亲近神
？So we need to ask ourselves, are we more often get close to God?
那我怎么样来亲近神
？So how we can get close to God?
那么如果我又想要知道神的旨意，那么又没有时间或者没有创造机会来亲近神，那么我们说我们想按神的旨意行，那只能是一句空话。
So if we say that we want to know God's will and want to do God's will, but without get close to Him to study His will in the Scripture, all our saying is just an empty, void word.
那我们还可以说到第二点，就是我们要时刻的知道主耶稣乃是我们的元帅。
And the second that we need to learn that Jesus is our leader.
那么他总是走在我们的前面。
And he is always walking in the front of us.
我们虽然是看不见他。
We cannot see him physically.
但是他的声音时刻引导我们往前行。
But his voice is with us and lead us ahead.
那么跟随主呢，过程中我们一定会遇到各样各样的困难。
So during the following of Jesus Christ, that we will face all different difficulties.
但是摆在我们前面的有更大的喜乐和被我们看见。
But the road ahead of us filled with joy and revelation from God.
因为我们知道主耶稣他是我们的好牧人。
Because we know that Jesus is our good shepherd.
他总是走在羊群的前面。
He always walk ahead of the sheep.
那么他自己路过，他自己经过的旅途。
And all the way that he has walked.
所以他自己没有经过的旅途，我们觉得他不对，不会让我们去，我不会让我们去行。
And the way that he never walked, he will not put us in there.
所以只要我们跟随他，我们一定会有平安。
If we follow him, we will have peace in our heart.
所以说我们只要跟随主，我们都是有福的人。
So anyone that who is following Jesus is blessed.
其实我们有时候就像是父母，其实我们有时候就像是这个父母亲跟孩子之间彼此的这种误会。
So sometimes we probably have the misunderstanding like the children with their parents.
会误会神在我们生命中的一些工作。
So misunderstood the work that Jesus has done in our life.
然而我们知道，不管是父母亲还是孩子，我们总然都是罪人。
But we know that no matter it's parents or children, we are all sinners.
那么彼此之间的冒犯都是不误会都是有可能存在。
So all the misunderstanding and the struggles, will exist.
但是我们所信的这位耶稣基督
，But the Jesus Christ we believed.
他是全知全能的神。
He is the all-knowing and omniscient God.
他是完全圣洁的、公义的。
And he is complete, holy, and righteous and just.
就是这样一位我们的救主，他为我们死在十字架上。
And this is the Lord that he who died on the cross for us.
那么他在我们生命中所做的一切都是为了我们的好处。
All the things he has done in our life is for the good of ourselves.
那么我们的孩子如果不听话，我们父母亲还常常讲说可怜天下父母心。
When the children disobey us, we often say that how pitiful is the parents.
可想而知，如果我们不去按主的旨意行，那我们主的心可能是一个什么样子？
So think about it. If we do not obey the Lord, what will the Lord feel?
但是主的爱，他永远不会离开我们，他永远与我们同在。
But the Lord's love will never depart from us. He will be with us forever.
高过我们父母亲对儿女的爱。
And higher than the love, the parents toward their children.
来，我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们一起来到你面前感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we come before you to give thanks to you.
主是你差派你的独生爱子耶稣基督来到世上拯救我们。
It's you send your only begotten Son to this world to save us.
主，但是我们这些蒙恩的罪人也常常不明白主你的心意。
But we sinners under your grace, oftentimes we do not understand your mind.
主，就求主你常常透过你的话语圣灵教导我们。
Lord, please through your words and by the Holy Spirit teach us.
让我们真的知道你，认识你。
So that we will truly know you.
主，让主你的爱充满我们。
Let your love fill us.
就也让我们能够用爱来回报你对我们的爱。
So that we will give our love to you.
能够常常顺服主你的旨意，成为主你所喜悦的。
So that we can often obey your will and pleasing you.
谢谢主。
Thank you.
我们祷告祈求奉耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
谢谢。